You better stop yawning. Get them out now.
I won't do my usual yawns where I'm like, ah.
The dad yawn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yawn!
Pretty much like the table will vibrate.
Do you hit it?
No.
Or is it just how loud you are?
That's how loud I am.
I gotcha. Okay. Everybody ready?
All right. Welcome back, fellow dog sensors, to the most. That's a blooper. Welcome back, fellow dog sensors, to the most unique episode we've done yet. It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be odd sense. I don't know why I'm talking still. Rob, cut me off now. Go to the music, please.
All right. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for joining us today. We are gonna have the most unique episode that we have done so far. We've got two little kids sitting up here. We're gonna talk to them a little bit later about some, what was it? Big grown-up questions? Asking kids big questions. We've got this guy here, and we'll talk about how we met and why he's even here. And then obviously we have Michael here. So,
and some random stuff.
So stick around. Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. And today, like I said, we have Jake here. Did we come up with a podcast name for you? Great. Okay. Jake. So then we have
Jake / State Farm / Mr. Farm.
We're going to call him Mr. Farm or Mr. like they did. Oh, never mind. No, wait. What was it? What show was it where they called somebody Mr. Fart?
I don't know.
I was wanting to say it was like The Office, that. But they call him Mr. Poop.
Yeah, I don't want to be called Mr. Poop.
All right, we're going to stick with Mr. Farm. And then we have little Eli over here, who is going to go for the rest of the episode. He's going to go by Steve. And then we got Riley. Say hi, Riley.
Wave to the camera. Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, so Michael, we're going to be talking to a bunch of kids today. So we got to keep it a little bit cleaner than normal. And So what do we got going on?
First of all, I'd like to throw out there that Riley here is my oldest daughter. So this is Hey Kid.
Hey Kid.
Hey.
It's Hey Kid number one, isn't it?
Hey Kid number one / Riley. I was kind of wanted to, I was on YouTube. I was watching kids say the darndest things. And
that's a good show.
Yeah, and I realized that it's fun to kind of come up with some questions and ask some kids some stuff, especially big questions, because it's amazing how sometimes their answers are better than adults.
Oh, yeah.
So eventually we're going to work it, and we're going to ask what I call asking kids big questions, and we're going to ask them some pretty interesting questions and just kind of
see what their level of understanding
what their answers are. But before that, we're going to have some random talk to warm these kids up. We're going to ask them some random questions about who they are, and then talk about stuff they enjoy doing. Maybe, I think you mentioned Fortnite earlier, so.
Yeah, who doesn't like Fortnite?
Well, I'm going to learn about it, so
yeah.
Here today, and then whatever you guys are into. So we'll start off with, before that, I'm going to introduce them, ask them a couple questions, and then I want you to have a conversation.
Talk about.
So they know a little bit about Mr. Jake.
Mr. Farm
over here. Yeah. So any one of you guys can answer first, whatever you want to. What is your favorite YouTube channel?
Ninja.
Ninja? What's yours?
I don't really watch YouTube a lot, except your channel.
Whoa. There we go. Hey, I'm going to give you a high five in lieu of her.
Yeah, here, pass it down. Wow. I did not stage it. I did not try to say that.
Did you see me shaking my head at little Steve over there? He said ninja, and I'm like, nope, that is the wrong answer.
That's so funny. Like, I didn't put her up to it, I promise. That's awesome.
She did sit there and think about it for a minute, so that's good.
That was awesome. You're getting ice cream after this.
Can I have some ice cream?
All right, so how old are you, Riley?
8.
All right, how old are you?
10.
That's Steve.
Or Steve, sorry.
His name right.
I'm going to blow his cover. Sorry, Steve. And then,
Bro, your back's going to hurt talking into that microphone.
Yeah, I prefer to do this.
No, you can keep doing that. It's fine.
Cool parts. You can edit this part out.
Yeah.
No, I'm keeping that in there.
Oh, dang it. before we go into the asking them some fun questions and talking about what they're into.
Right.
How about you two talk about how you guys bought it and became friends and why he's here, you know?
So this is Jake. Hi. And I've known him for 20-something years, probably.
Yeah.
We met in high school, but one of the things that most of you probably don't know, it's a little Just Plain Nonsense trivia, is that in the intro song, that's actually our music. I wrote that song, and then we played it on a CD that we're making. And we've talked about my other friend Michael in the past a little bit before I met this Michael. And that Michael played the drums. He's the one playing the drums in the intro song. So that's our music. And Jake over here played bass for that song. So whenever you hear that sweet bass line going on, that's Jake playing that in the studio whenever we were recording it. So our band actually started with what we call the orange sweatshirt story.
Yes.
So do you want to tell some of that since I'm not talking this whole time?
Well, we went to Michael's house for a Halloween party.
The other Michael.
Yeah, the other Michael.
Not this Michael.
And...
Yeah, apparently there's a few Michaels out there.
Yeah, just a couple.
We were there pretty late, and then I had gone to Rob's house the next day, and he was like, hey, can you run me by Michael's house so I can get my orange sweater I left over there?
This was before I had a car.
So I took him over there, and Michael was like, hey, Rob, you want to be in a band?
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know how to play anything. And Michael was like, that's okay, I'll teach you. So he taught me how to play the drums at that point.
And I was there, and he's like, you want to play the bass? And I was like, sure.
But he didn't know how to play.
I didn't know how to play anything.
So our friend Michael, taught us both how to play these instruments, and we practiced for a year before we even had our first live show.
Yeah.
And then after a while, Michael wanted, he was playing guitar. He wanted to get back on drums. So then I started playing guitar, so he and I switched. And then I wrote the song that you hear for the intro. And then I was playing guitar. That's how I ended up playing guitar on it. Michael was playing drums, and then Jake was playing bass. And that during that whole time, we were looking for a singer.
Yeah.
And we never found one.
Well, here I am.
Here I am.
Yeah, so I thought that's pretty neat, because I'm learning how you guys came to be, you know, somewhat. But I've also learned, they get to see how the intro song came to be, which is pretty neat, because I've kind of wondered that myself.
Yeah, so Michael... my friend Michael, he always said that anytime I wrote something, he said it sounded like it belonged in a video game. And I took that as a compliment, but he was not super happy about it because it was very simple, but I loved the sound of it because I like the driving power chords and all that kind of stuff. Plus, I wasn't the greatest guitarist. But so that was how we got into that, and that's where that theme song came from. So every time you hear the theme song, the intro to this, think of Jake.
Mr. Farm.
Yeah, so after that, and actually...
Oh, McFarm had an intro song. Yeah.
Played bass on an intro song. And this is the Jake from the story where I told about my brother pooping his pants in my car. He was in the passenger seat during that whole story.
It was terrible. It smelled so bad.
So that's a pretty funny story.
Well, share it. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we've told it. I don't remember which episode it was on, but
I do. It was episode four.
Episode four?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at this guy here.
Fan. Everybody's getting ice cream, it seems like.
So, click on this card that's right up here. Let me see where it's going to be. It's going to be about right there, and that'll take you to the video that he just talked about, the episode four. I think it's going to be about right there.
I just knocked it down, so not anymore.
It's not something that I put up there. It didn't go anywhere. Oh. It's still there. It's still there. You guys can still click on it. All right. Is that all we got about how we met? Oh, no. Well, actually, we became roommates for a while. We lived together.
How long?
Oh, man. It was a couple of years, right?
It was a couple of months.
Was it a couple of months?
Yeah, because then I met my wife, I was a loser and I moved out.
That's not a loser. I mean,
well, yeah.
That's moving on up in your life.
But you had your other brother living with you then.
Yeah. So I've had a lot of roommates in my life, and a lot of them were my brothers and really close friends and stuff.
You know, the cool part about it is you don't really truly know someone until you live with them. You ever see people, like, they start dating, and then they move in together, and then all of a sudden it's like, I didn't know they were like this, yeah. You know?
That's because everybody hides who they truly are from everybody else.
I didn't know she peed with the toilet seat down. This is like, I can't handle this. Or whatever, you know, I'm just
throwing something most out there. Girls pee with the toilet
seat
down.
I'm just throwing something out there.
All right, ladies, if you pee with the toilet seat up, I was going to say comment, but that kind of sounds creepy, so don't worry about it.
It's just ignore what I just said. Squat, you know?
Just squat, just hover above it.
Or just stand, be a man. No, but like, it's true.
Well, that was sexist.
But
unintentional sexism.
LOL. If you say LOL afterwards, it's not sexist.
Right.
It's just a joke.
Just like if you say no yeah, homo, then it's not
exactly.
Gay.
Right. But you really get to know someone when you live with them. So you guys must know each other, you know, pretty well, because, you know, I've learned a lot of good and bad habits about my friends in the past just by, you know, let me break a stereotype here. When I was in kindergarten, all the way up to adulthood, I, you know, always heard how gross dudes are. But I'm telling you, I've had female roommates, and it's based off of the person. It's not based off the gender, because some of the nastiest roommates I've ever had were female. Oh my! Like,
yeah, I used to work at a gas station. You worked there too, didn't you, for a while?
Not that I worked at the one in Carter.
Right, yeah, but the same company.
Yeah, yeah.
So we worked at different gas stations, but we used to work at a gas station, and whenever I would walk into the girls' bathroom to clean it, it would always smell like dead animals in there. Ew. So it depends on the person. Not so much the gender. Like, the guy's bathroom was pretty gross.
Oh, I mean, I've had some guy roommates there. I was in the military for a while, and then so I've had a lot of roommates living out, you know. It's kind of how that lifestyle works. But, man, I've had, I won't say names, but I had a couple, you know who you are. But I'd be like, you know, it's Friday, and I don't think you showered since last Friday.
I asked you to shower.
I never asked him to shower, but I'm like, you know.
Right.
You know, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I just, I'm going out tonight, so I'm just going to shower, you know, right before I leave. It would be fresh. I'm like, do you need to take two showers? Because there's a lot of buildup there a whole week of, you know, not washing your pits or your
feet.
Your feet, yeah, you know, and other stuff.
Right.
But so it's, you know.
Right.
You never know. You never judge a book by its cover or by its gender. And it's roommates, having roommates has taught me that, you know.
Never judge a book by its gender.
But you want to get to know somebody, get a roommate.
All right, these kids are getting restless. Let's do something to involve them real quick.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
So we're done with intro topic stuff. Let's go right here. I just wrote down Fortnite for section one. So,
Eli, tell us what Fortnite is.
It's basically a
Come on,
shooter.
Get you can talk louder than that.
Game.
It's a what?
Okay.
It's basically Call of Duty.
But like a cartoon version.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. Like, what do you like about it? Do you like building stuff?
Yes. I heard you dance a lot. Do you dance a lot there?
Yeah, there's emotes you can buy with V-Bucks.
V-Bucks.
V-Bucks, huh? So
it's basically
one of my complaints.
Those are V-Bucks are for in-game purchases. For those of you who don't know what V-Bucks are, so basically you buy the game it's free.
The game is free.
I see what you do in Fortnite.
They make money off of you spending money to buy what, guns and skins and stuff?
Guns, skins, emojis.
Do they have loot boxes and
emojis.
Stuff?
Emojis.
That's emotes you can
that's Call of Duty.
Yeah, they don't
the
have
The guns
loot boxes,
you get
really.
Wraps for that you can buy.
So it's like just your gun looks different.
It
so you can have like a neon gun if you
want. Anything in the game, it's just for looks.
I really don't use any of my wraps on my guns.
So
there was an episode of Black Mirror that was like that, where they spend their hard-earned money, like real money, on things that don't actually physically exist. It's just to make your little avatar look better.
Have you played this game yet, Fortnite?
No.
Do you know anything about it?
No.
Okay, yeah, see, me either. So you'll have to explain a little bit here for the viewers. So do you dance the whole time you're fighting? Or
no.
Or do you dance
it's
afterwards?
It's an option. You can, like, be very mean and, like, kill someone and then dance on them.
Dude, nothing says victory like dancing on somebody after you beat them.
After I win a victory royale, I dance. And literally the guy spectates me and then quits right after. And then turns off the game.
So spectate, is that when they're just watching through your camera because they're, like, they're dead? So they're just, like, watching you dance on top of their dead body?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would just go around dancing and let people kill me.
So that's the thing that you used to be able to do that in other games, too. Like, they never had the actual dancing. But I won't tell you the name of it, but what you could do is after you killed somebody, you walk over top of their body and you crouch and stand back
up.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I remember.
So this is, like, the modern version of that, but they actually put the mechanic into the game.
Is Fortnite anything like Roblox? No.
Not at all. What's Roblox?
It's like a game where you can choose, like there's tons of games on Roblox, and then, and like they're all different games on.
Do you build stuff or do you dance and hurt people with dance fighting?
There's some games where you can fight where you can kill people, but I don't think you can dance over them.
Oh, so dancing's a Fortnite thing. I've learned it now, kids.
So I'm going to plug another podcast here. If you guys like Scrubs, go check out Fake Doctors for Real Friends. But on there, the guy that played Turk, Donald Faison, he, in one of the episodes, he designed a dance that he did on the episode. Like, he made up the dance himself. And then Fortnite stole that dance, and they use it for one of their characters. So, and Donald Faison never saw any royalties from that. So he's pretty sour about it.
Man.
He's the one who played Turk on Scrubs.
That reminds me, sometime in the next year or so, keep a lookout, because I designed another skit. It's called Dance Moves for Practical People, and I turn all these practical things into dance moves. And
oh yeah,
it's better than it sounds. Well, maybe not better, but it'll be. I'm pretty excited about dropping it. We haven't filmed it yet, because I'm going through treatment for the long listeners. You know, that I'm going through some stuff right now. But yeah. But
so
eventually,
keep an eye out.
And that between all the COVID stuff, we can't get a lot of people in to film it. But it's going to be very Fortnite-like in nature. It's going to be a lot of dancing and killing it.
You don't dance through the whole game. You just push a button and then your character dances.
See, like, from what I'm understanding, like, from this so far, is like you just like walk around and you're like, boom, and then like you dance somewhere.
No,
and you have a gun, you shoot somebody.
You run around like with a gun. And you're like, brruh, 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 and you build stuff. Like, you build these like forts and you hide in them and you can go on top of them.
Gotcha.
I've never played the game.
You have to scavenge for your guns before you get them.
Yeah, you start with nothing.
You jump out of a big bus.
What about music? Do they play the music for you? Do you pick the music? Or
there's no music. So unless you're dancing.
Yeah, you just it's just a way to show off.
Some of them have music with them.
Yeah.
Like, they'll play music while you're
dancing. That's so difficult to dance without music.
But in your lobby, there's music you can pick to play in your lobby.
Oh, cool. Okay, I get it.
And that's whenever you invite people to come play with you, right?
Okay, so let's say I buy Fortnite.
It's free.
Oh, okay. You gotta buy the other stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But like the actual play, it's free.
Yeah.
So I play Fortnite, and can I come in, like, go to your lobby and then like just go in there and just dance, or do I gotta get a certain amount of points, or how does that work?
You gotta be the person's friend, and you have to have emotes to use.
What's emotes?
That's like the dances and stuff.
Yeah. Do you have to earn them, right?
You either can earn them
or
from
them.
A battle pass, or you can buy them in the item
V-Bucks.
Shop.
You can waste your money.
You can waste your money on a fake virtual dance in a video game.
Okay, I think I'm starting to grasp the concept now of Fortnite.
Welcome, and then we have VR, so all that combined, welcome to Black Mirror, everybody.
All right, so I think we got a little understanding now of these games these kids are playing now.
Well, that's just one of them.
Oh, I guess there's a lot out there. It's not
there's a bunch. Dang. Like, you play Minecraft, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, like, the German version of, like, building
stuff. I
can
only learn about a few games at a time, because this is already blowing my mind. I'm going to wrap my head around it.
Yes, Riley?
I used to have Minecraft on the iPad and my phone, my old phone.
And Minecraft, is that where you make stuff or buildings, or is that what I was...
It depends on the... Oh, I shouldn't answer it, because we're trying to talk to the kids. Sorry,
you can build stuff.
Can I build a dance hall?
Yep, you can build anything you want.
Yeah, I guess.
Sweet.
Yeah, go ahead and raise that up a little bit.
It's going down.
Working its way down. I got into Minecraft, I don't remember exactly when it came out, but I got into Minecraft back in the alpha and beta testing versions. So how much is Minecraft now? Is it like $30 or something?
Something like that.
So I bought it back when it was $15, when it was still in the testing phase, back before they had like wolves and like you could train animals and all this kind of stuff. Back when it was just like mainly just building, and it was $15, and I got this cool thing that said any updates that come out for the game ever for the rest of its like existence, I get for free. So I get all the updates, anything that you might have to buy or whatever, I get it all for free because I signed up and played back before it was cool, I guess. But I was playing Minecraft for a long time.
See, I'm not a gamer, but I mean, I was when I was younger, like when Call of Duty first came out, like. That's how me and my wife and I would date. We would go meet up, hang out, play Call of Duty. That was we nerded out then. But like,
You have COD date nights?
Yeah. COD date nights. That's what it's called.
Right.
And then that's how that went. And then eventually just stopped playing after that. I'm so far behind the video games. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
Well, that's why we got the little ones here to explain to us what's going on.
That's why we're glad you kids are here to help teach us about this.
Ooh, speaking of video games, I have a story about little Riley over here. So one day, Michael and I were having a meeting for a book that we were working on. And he brought Riley. And Riley came over and she was playing games on her tablet. First of all, this tablet was ginormous. I'd never seen a tablet that big before. So she was playing... games on it, like the little tap games that you play, and then it died. And then she got super bored super fast. So I was like, hey, do you want to play video games on the Nintendo Switch? And she was like, yeah, sure. So I showed her Breath of the Wild, Zelda Breath of the Wild. And she started playing it, and anytime she got stuck, she tried to tap the screen. And I'm like, the game doesn't work like that. You have to use these controllers. So
yeah, we're super old school. We're like using controllers and stuff.
Right, right.
Like cavemen.
You can... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm cutting out a little bit. You can tap on the screen for the Switch, but with Breath of the Wild, you have to use a controller. So I had to teach her how to use the controllers. And that was a learning experience for me because I've never gotten to a point where I knew somebody who had never used video game controllers before. And then when the Switch died, because she played that until it died, I turned on the PS4 and I let her play Horizon Zero Dawn. And then I had to teach her how to use an actual like PlayStation controller. And what was super cute about it was that she was like, if I have to fight an enemy, I'm going to give you the controller and you have to fight him. So she was basically just running around. But yeah, I thought
she wanted to explore.
Yeah, yeah. And I just thought it was super cool. Like something I'd never thought of, that somebody had never, ever used video game controllers before.
She's probably like, well, when do you start dancing? I don't understand.
What I find crazy is that kids can play these games today, but... Like, I tried to get him to play Super Mario Brothers. He can't do it.
Dude, I'm the same way.
Those were the games, dude.
Yeah.
I'm the same way now. Like, I used to love playing Need for Speed on PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
And I went on the original PlayStation. This is the Need for Speed on PlayStation. And I'm like, I was playing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the physics are so real. It's so awesome. And then I played Burnout on the Xbox. That's a good.
This is the prop of this episode.
That's a good spot for it.
I like to throw out there that this is my other daughter Mia's. This is hers, but I guess they got bored. They drew.
Yeah, I was gonna say who drew on its butt.
They drew an actual butt because it didn't have a butt to poop out of. So then, I don't know if you can see that, Rob. Can you zoom in?
Yeah.
But what's its name?
Starlight.
Starlight. Yeah. So Starlight's got an actual homemade butt, like hole at all right there at the bottom. Yeah. So
that's a sweet name.
Has to poop.
In case it has to poop, you know.
That's a sweet name, and you never would have thought that something named Starlight would actually have a butthole.
Well, that's... you can't really expect much less from my kids around.
And it's evil if you looked in its eyes.
It has, like, those La La Loopsy eyes.
Yeah, they just have creepy eyes. Rob McFlake's eyes.
Bro, I'm looking right down Main Street. Come on.
There you go.
You're going to hold that for the rest of the episode?
I got to keep tradition with the props, so. go ahead. Sorry.
I don't even remember where I was going. What was I saying?
Something about Need for Speed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I was playing Need for Speed on the original PlayStation. I was like, oh, this is so awesome. The graphics are freaking great. And then I played Burnout on the Xbox. Have you ever played that? It had like super realistic crash physics and all this kind of stuff. And then I started playing like Need for Speed on the PlayStation 4, all these new cool racing games and stuff. And then I went back and I tried to play Need for Speed on a PlayStation emulator. And I was like, ugh, how could I ever play this game? I couldn't even tell where the car stopped and the road started. It's like, it was so pixelated and stuff. It was bad. So I get it. I understand why he can't go and play those games. Because they're 2D sprites. It's not like there's not enough information going on. And it's why I couldn't play Final Fantasy VII. Like on the PlayStation. Because I was like, oh, it's all isometric. That was me. My bad.
Uh-oh.
All right, everybody, silence your phones. Gosh, you guys.
Yeah, everybody, slash Rob.
I can't stop it now because I got the camera thing going on it, so hopefully nobody messages me again. Anyway, so yeah, I get it. I get it with the... You look like you want to say something. Do it.
I play Need for Speed Rivals on PS3.
Need for Speed Rivals. I never played that one. I think I went from Carbon to... I don't remember. To something that was on the PS4.
Huh. So they're still making some of the same games they made from our time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're just way better graphics, way better physics. The ones that I can't stand, the racing games I can't stand, are the realistic ones.
Like Gran Turismo.
Yeah, Gran Turismo. You have to slow down to like 12 miles an hour to take a turn. I'm like, first of all, who wants to do that? Because when I'm playing a racing game...
People who want
to live. When I'm playing a racing game, I want to take turns at 120 miles an hour. I know that's not physically possible, but that's what I want to do. That's why I play video games. If I wanted to take turns at 12 miles an hour, I would drive with my grandma to go get her groceries.
Yeah, see, I'm not really a racist. I don't play racing games.
But.
Oh, my
gosh.
Wow. So anyway, yeah, racing games. Go ahead.
No, I'm done after that. I don't want to talk to you for the rest of the day.
The part we've anticipated, the part we've all been waiting for, is where we ask these kids. Oh, yes, she tapped my leg. Oh, you remember you got Foxy? She was to show you Foxy. That's her prop.
That's her prop, yeah.
So, of course, daughter like son, she wanted, or daughter.
Wow.
What? Daughter like father, father like daughter, she wanted to bring out a prop too. And this is Foxy. You want to tell me anything about Foxy?
He was my first toy ever.
First stuffed animal, and which I got for her, she still has all these years later.
And then tell them what we created that's named after that.
Oh, there's a book that we've almost completed writing that will be out eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
And the little girl in the story has a stuffed animal, which is a fox. We named it Foxy, so it's my tribute to her and Foxy and that book that comes out.
So did you see her open her little hydro flask earlier and just water went everywhere?
No,
that's awesome. Why I started laughing earlier, because
awesome.
She opened it and it was just like...
All right, so are you guys ready for the thunder round where we ask these kids? So we're going to start off with really easy questions. And then we're going to start
talking about debt.
And then we're going to start talking about some real adult stuff, like money.
Like debt consolidation.
And issues, and we'll see what they come up with. So let's start off easy, ready?
And insurance claims.
All right, and I'm going to give them both a chance to answer each question. Ready?
I'm so ready.
All right, this is the fun part. Any one of you guys want to ask me questions along the way, go ahead and ask them.
Oh, I'm going to.
All right, sweet. So
I'm a gonna.
Can you hear me well? Maybe this far?
If you look that way, I can hear you.
Okay, so question number one. What do you guys want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an astronomist.
Whoa! Okay, awesome.
I don't want to be an astronaut. I want to study it.
Like, you want to study space and the stars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like when I was a kid. I did the same thing. I always wrote book reports on like black holes and red dwarfs and like stars going supernova.
She's so smart.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's such a big thing to say.
I love like learning about space and stuff. So I'm right there with you.
What about you, Eli?
That's Steve, bro.
Steve.
I want to be a cop.
Awesome. There you go. Good profession. Horrible one. Heck yeah.
I never wanted to be a cop, so I don't have any input on that.
Well, I mean, think about it. You're going out there, and there's a lot of good cops. There's some bad cops out there. There's some bad guys, and they need good cops to grow up and go in there and take care of it. Which we do support the police of JPN, just saying. Everybody we love, but we're just saying, you know. Like, that's a career that... When you grow into it, the world's getting more and more scary with bad guys, and we need good guys to grow up and be good. That's the closest thing to a real life hero there is in this country is police, you know?
Yep.
So that's pretty cool to go up and go fight bad guys.
Yeah, the next step up is to be Spider-Man.
Well, just wear a cape with your police uniform. And you,
bro.
Yeah.
I would 100% support that.
Yeah. I mean, you could be a hero, you know, like a full-fledged, like you have a costume and the police uniform.
Yeah.
And get bit by a spider.
Yeah, I'll get bit by a spider, of course.
And then you become Spider Cop.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be amazing. Spider Cop. Spider Cop. He arrests criminals and he will not stop.
Nice.
He shoots web. Yes, he does. All because, yeah, he is the Spider Cop.
Yeah. I was almost excited.
Yeah,
I was almost excited. And then
I was going somewhere and I just dropped.
Let me down.
And he dances with the mop.
Nice.
There we go.
Yeah.
This is our new content person. I'm quitting. Just take my place. That's good. Those are both good, really cool jobs.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you guys want any other small questions before we start climbing the ladder of the intensity?
Let's see. So, what's your favorite subject in school?
None of it.
Well, obviously.
Lunch.
Mine was always recess or lunch.
Yeah. What about you? What's your favorite?
Reading or history?
Ooh.
Wow. Is that for real, or are you just saying that because you're on the podcast?
No. Oh, but she's making me look really good, so.
That's awesome. I hated history. I hated it. I did not like history at all. I like history. It's cool that you like it, and that's amazing. Me personally, I was like, I don't want to learn all these dates. I don't care about the names of these weird destinies person, their names are.
When you get to know like dates and stuff and history and how things became what they are now, you get it, when things go crazy, you kind of see the cycle because you know the history of it.
Right, right. So that's why I'm not in charge of anything like that. I'm in charge of your entertainment. I don't handle anything that has anything to do with an impact on your life.
Rob for president.
Yeah, 28 or whatever.
I'm not going to fix world issues. Just going to make you laugh.
Actually, I'll probably be dead by 30-28, so don't even worry about
probably.
It.
Probably.
Don't speak to yourself, Rob.
It's like...
You'd be 140.
Don't do that to my heart.
We got a real math magician guy over here. Does word numbers and stuff. All right, let's do some good questions.
All right. Do you guys know what credit is? Okay, this will be even more fun.
Explain to me what you think credit is.
Okay, so credit is when you have, the bank will give you more options to buy stuff. They'll give you more money. If the more credit you have, the more money they'll give you, right?
It's free money.
No.
So how do you get your, how do you think that you guys get credit up? Like, how do you think you get a bank to let you get your credit up?
You crash into the bank and ask for money.
Yeah, I like that.
You hear that, guys? You crash into the bank and you ask for money.
So
politely, though, of course.
Yeah, so you violently crash and destroy their property with your property, probably.
And then politely.
And then you politely say, hey, may I please have some credit? And then they're like, you're going to need it to pay for these repairs that you just destroyed on our building.
Yeah. But they're going to have to give you the credit to do it, so...
Can you imagine if that bank gave you credit to pay for... They essentially paid for their own repair.
Yes. It's a good answer, Riley.
That was great.
All right, what about you, not Eli?
Work?
That was actually closer to the right accurate answer.
Well, I think anything would have been closer to the right answer.
Both good answers. I like them both.
Right.
All right. You guys want to ask me another question before I go to my next
one? Well, I was gonna say the real way to build up credit is to actually... You have to, like... You have to have credit to get credit. Can you explain to me how that works?
No. Well,
that's what we call a catch-22, everybody.
We go to a bank and get credit, then go to another bank and give them the credit and get credit from them.
You keep trading credits to each bank until you get more credit.
So loan fraud. Perfect.
So I got a lot to teach my kids.
There are things that are put into place that prevent you from doing those kind of things. But no, I was joking when I said...
Laws?
Yeah, what are laws? All right, go ahead and go on to your next question.
All right, so...
Let me reset this real quick.
Is Bigfoot real?
Try that one more time.
Is Bigfoot real? Go ahead, you're supposed to go first.
There's never actually real pictures of him, and I never found him, so I don't think so.
Okay. Look at the camera. Let's show that face. Yeah.
What about you, Steve?
No.
No? Bigfoot's not real? I mean, I've seen blurry photos of him, so that's real enough to me.
So, they don't think there's a Bigfoot, guys.
All right, let's shut the podcast down.
Okay. Well, this is kind of discouraging because I was kind of hoping for hope in Bigfoot. Just kidding.
Dad.
I know.
Ooh, she shut him down real fast.
She's like, I was being illogical. She's like, Dad. All right, so you heard it here. No Bigfoot. Or no evidence of Bigfoot, right? Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Okay. What sound does an otter make? I'm going to ask you a few animals. This is the part of the segment where you guys tell me try to make the sound you think it makes. Your best shot. It won't be perfect.
You know, don't you? Don't.
But who did that? All right. What sound does an otter make? Anybody get it? There he is. All right.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I think I know what they make. What
go for it, Rob.
Hold on.
That's cute.
I can't do it. I think I've grown
that
up too much.
That sounds like a dolphin.
Yeah, is that... So I guess that is a dolphin. I guess I've never heard an otter. An otter's like a
I picked harbors of purpose because I want to see what you think.
An otter is like a water kitten.
Yeah.
I will find... I'll find a sound effect for an otter so we can play it for real.
Okay, well, I'm doing four animals. Ready?
Right. So, well, do you want me to play the otter sound and then we'll move on?
Yeah,
play the otter. Okay, so this is what the otter actually sounds like. Okay, right. Go ahead.
A giraffe. What sound do you guys think a giraffe makes?
I think he doesn't know he can make sound.
Based on that big old long neck, it's probably real deep.
Yeah, I figured it'd be like with the like, throat. He's like,
ooh.
Like a horse, but with like a deeper voice. Like, some leaves, bro.
That's Mr. Ed.
I get them high leaves, man. Those high hanging fruit, bro. Yeah, you think that's right? All right, Rob, show us what a real giraffe sounds like.
All right, that was the sound of a giraffe.
All right. What about a rhino?
Something like a sheep.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if a rhino sounded like a sheep?
That'd be a freaky rhino.
Wow.
She's cheesing out over there. All right, well, why don't you try to make a rhino sound? Ready? Go.
Perfect. Nailed it.
That's it.
What about you?
I can make something really close to a cat.
Well, throw that out there then.
Oh, wait, now? No.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh.
That's pretty good. That's like a little kitten. That's one that's mad. He's like, yeah. I want my food. Where's my Alpo?
Wrong litter box, bro. All right, go ahead. Try it.
Just try.
The big beastiest rhino sound ever.
Just try.
Do it. You can do it.
Or bay.
I believe in you.
Or sound like a sheep.
So just so
do
you
we,
know.
Do we try first? Tell if it's close. Ready?
Go ahead. You sound like an old man trying to take a poop. But I think that is closer to what a rhino actually sounds like.
Yeah, good job, Riley.
I was thinking, I'm like, I keep seeing him getting embarrassed.
Can you do better with the vibe?
So is this like a little sissy rhino?
Yeah, well, that's, oddly enough, that's actually where the term rhino comes from. So like,
oh, because of the nose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only kind of a new age thing where they make the rhino horse. Like, even like biblically, when they talk about the rhino, or they talk about the unicorn.
In real life, a unicorn looks like a rhino.
Yeah, it's actually
in real life.
Well, the unicorn's described like even like in older cultures and stuff like that is actually described as a bull-like animal. They're talking about a rhino. But modern in modern stuff, they're like, oh yeah, it's a horse with a horn. It's just something we created later on. Mysticism stuff, whatever.
All right, so here's the
fun
real
fact that I throw that out there. But anyway,
here's the real sound of a rhino.
I was so close. So close.
All right, what else you got?
Last animal. I encourage you both to participate in this one because, you know, it's one of the cutest animals on here. Ready? Ready? A lemur.
A what?
A lemur.
What's a lemur?
A lemur.
Lemur. You ever watched The Lion King? Remember Timon and Pumbaa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a meerkat.
That's a meerkat.
That's a meerkat.
Okay, do a meerkat or a lemur.
I don't even know.
I think they're like the
lemurs
same animal.
Are like on Madagascar.
Oh. Dude.
Was that him?
One more time. I think that was a meerkat.
I don't know what that was. That was a Steve.
All right. Play a meerkat and see how close that was.
Wait, are you talking about a puma? Wait, are you talking about puma from The Lion King?
No.
No, Timon.
Timon.
Okay, a lemur or a meerkat. Go. That was a really good one. You try. Do a lemur or a meerkat. What do you think they
sound
like? I think
it sounds like a mole.
All right, do it.
What does a mole sound like?
Show the camera. Do it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, show me.
What?
Just do it. Do the sound into the microphone.
Do the sound.
No, because I don't even know what a mole sounds like.
Well, you got to make it up. Oh, man.
This is what it's like. Just played on since the kids edition. All right, so you want to try a lemur? Mm-mm. Okay. She doesn't want to try a lemur.
I'll try a lemur.
All right, Rob's going to try a lemur.
Ooh.
Did I expect that?
There you go. Wait, mine's more of a zombie. Yeah, I think I've mixed up a zombie with a lemur.
Zombie lemur. That'd be cute.
Super cute.
But dead.
Yeah, dude, you gotta talk in your mic.
All right, so I want to hear Jake / Mr. Farm.
Oh man.
Do a lemur.
A lemur.
Do the hand thing too, so it puts you in character.
Let's see.
You never thought you would come onto the Just Play Nonsense podcast and have to do a sound and imitation of a lemur, did you?
No, I did not.
Steve had to do it. You got to do it, Mr. Farm.
Steve didn't like have to do it.
You can sound like a pig if you want.
Huh? No, he signed a contract earlier. You remember when you signed that paper?
Let me rephrase that. Steve did it. You got to do it. He set the standard. Go ahead, Mr. Farm. It sounded like a car.
I know.
Audrey,
that's all I have.
Breaking. Holding the brace at 100 miles.
You hear that, guys? One of us got pretty close.
Yeah, so this is what a lemur really sounds like. Superb.
Yes. Well, let us know in the comments who nailed it.
Yeah, because we haven't heard them yet.
Oh, man.
All right, what do you got next for us?
All right. So, speaking of animals... Do you have any pets?
A bunny.
A bunny? Okay, if your buddy...
Didn't you name him Rob? You named him after me?
No. I wish.
Oh, I thought you guys did.
It's Bugs.
Savannah wouldn't let us.
I thought Savannah wanted to name it Rob. Or was it you?
Me.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, he's got ice cream too. Look at that.
You wish.
All right, you ready? So, if your pet... So let's you use that pet. You pick one because you got three pets right now.
Yeah.
If your pet could say anything to you, what do you think it would say to you?
Feed me more.
Feed me more. What about you? What do you think Mushu would say to you?
Mushu is their, what is that, Komodo dragon?
The bearded dragon.
Bearded dragon.
Leave me outside because he gets all mad at me when I try to take him inside.
Oh, see, there you go. What do you guys think your pets would say about your dads?
I don't know.
He never loves me.
You don't like Rob the rabbit?
I don't like the rabbit.
He's so soft and fuzzy.
Even if he is a Rob.
Right.
All right, what about the cats? What do you think they'd say about me, Gemma?
Gemma, she always sleeps with you, so...
Not really. I'm too...
So, he sleeps. No, both of the cats sleep next to you all the time.
look at the camera. Do you believe that face?
So Gemma is the cat that Michael always talks about how much he hates, but he secretly loves. And Gemma is also the same cat that I told him. I said I would take her home because she is so affectionate. But every once in a while, she will nip at you. It's weird. It's a weird love-hate relationship with that cat.
She'll try to eat your hair.
Yeah,
she does. She nibbles on your hair, too.
Well, she likes the hair right after a fresh shower. She'll come up behind you and chew on your hair. She likes to taste the shampoo.
Yeah, the last time I was over there, I was sitting on your couch, and she climbed up on the back of it, and she started chewing on the back of my head.
Should we start feeding her shampoo?
No. That'll make her very, very sick. That'll just be another thing that the shampoo company has to write on there. Don't feed your cat.
I think it's a good idea, Riley. I think we should do it to the bearded dragon first. See if he likes it.
Actually, all right, guys.
I think the bearded dragon would tell me to get him more crickets because he likes crickets.
All right, so I got a question for you guys. All right, so you guys know this. You guys know about this coronavirus stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we defeat coronavirus? What do you guys think would be a good plan, a good action we should take to destroy coronavirus? What would stop it?
Make a cure.
There you go, Erica.
All right, doctors, get on it. Scientists, you heard him.
Go ahead.
Sneak into the hospital and grab all the medicines to see if it works.
Just try different medicines?
Yeah.
All right, he says make a cure. She says just try all kinds of medicines.
Right. I like both of those.
Yeah, those are both good plans. All right, so that's how we defeat Corona, Erica. Take notes. All right, here's a deep one. Ready? You guys ready? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of adults are going to need help with this because they can't seem to figure this out. Hits the modern relationships. It's a two-parter. Part one is, what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
And how do you know that? And how do you know when you meet somebody if you should marry him or not?
I don't know. If you should marry him, and first you meet him and see if they're nice and what they do.
Listen, guys, make sure that you meet them first and then see if they're nice. You like what they do.
Yeah, you can't. You're talking about marrying people, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can't marry somebody without meeting them.
Well, how do you know it's love? How do you know they're not tricking you? How do you know it's real love? Do they buy you stuff? Do they?
Jake just made eyes at me. I don't know if that was love or not. I'm confused.
What's up, bro?
How you doing?
If you like them and they like you, how about that?
Okay. That's a good start.
If you like them and they like you. All right. What about you?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
All right, ladies.
Love's gross, right?
Yes.
Cooties and whatnot.
All right, well, those are some big life questions right there. How do you know when you find love, and how do you know you should marry them? We're tackling big stuff here. Do you guys have any questions for him?
I have a question.
Oh, are you ready?
If you could give any amount of money to any charity, what charity would you give it to?
Oh,
like, what cause?
Red Cross.
Why? Because they got to keep all the vampires alive, right?
Because blood's important, Rob.
Because they're helping people.
Okay.
What about you? What would you give your money to help people?
The church, but normally, sometimes they might spend it on cheese balls.
On cheese balls?
So, for those of you who don't know,
yes,
some of the churches within the kids programs, they will buy like 5 gallon buckets of cheese balls, and they use that to keep the kids in line.
Yeah, so make sure they don't spend it all on cheese balls.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
You wanted to see if they have something they want to talk about?
Yeah. Is there anything you guys want to talk about before we go? Any last thing you want to talk to the camera?
No.
Have you noticed that if you really look at it, the smile's really creepy?
Yes, the smile is very creepy. A little starlight.
Is she talking about that or you?
Let's talk this. Look at that smile. It is creepy.
It is.
It's terrifying. I
just did something wrong.
I'm terrified. Last night, Mia was hopping it around the house, and I was sleeping. It was like facing to me. So I had to get out of bed and threw it in the bathroom.
Oh,
you threw me in the bathroom?
No, poor Starlight.
No, that was a joke. I'm just trying to make her laugh.
I would.
If she stared at her, she would.
Well, Starlight's staring at me, and she's a little cross-eyed.
See, she's creepy, isn't she?
She's cross-eyed. I think I might be falling in love, though, but how do I know?
Just watch this episode.
Okay.
Oh, great.
And you'll know how you know it's love or not.
Oh, Dad, you have that office bobblehead.
That's true, I do.
And whenever I'm, like, standing somewhere, it's staring at me. So I'm creeped out of it because it's, what's his name again? I always
Dwight.
Dwight. He's,
Mr. Poop.
From the office. He's staring at me whenever I'm like the bobblehead. He's staring at me whenever I'm standing somewhere. So I turn it around. And sometimes I
That's how it keeps getting turned around. I keep going to my room. I get that bobblehead one of my sisters gave me, as a gift. And, I keep going in there. And my bobblehead is straight up facing the wrong way every time I come in there. Now I know.
The secret has been revealed.
Sometimes I want to hide it.
I'm going to put Dwight in your room.
No.
Next to your nightlight, so it has a big shadow, casting a shadow of Dwight in your room.
No. She goes to bed and Rain Wilson's just sitting in a rocking chair.
Just agreeing with her. This is the bobblehead.
No, I was talking about Rain Wilson.
I have a dirty diaper in my bedroom.
What?
I'd rather have one of all dirty diapers. Oh,
she'd rather have a dirty diaper in the bedroom? Hey. Sorry, Rain Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, it would make more sense for there to be a dirty diaper than a grown actor in her bedroom.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to wrap this up?
Sure. Do you want to say anything first? Before it closes out, I'll just give him a chance before it closes.
I just have fun.
Sweet.
So. All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, so here we go.
Make sure you get in your mic.
Here's his advice for you kids out there. Ready? Go ahead, Mr. Favre. Tell the kids your advice.
Don't do drugs. There you go.
You heard it here first, kids. Don't do drugs. Thank you, Mr. Favre.
Yeah, thanks for that pertinent information.
And don't call me if you get in an accident, because I'm not an insurance agent.
Or we'll link his number down here.
And for some reason, I want McDonald's.
And for some reason, what? All right, I guess that's our cue to go get McDonald's.
And ice cream, because you promised it to everybody.
Yeah. So thank you, Steve. Thank you, Mr. Favre / Jake. Thank you, Rob. Thanks, Riley, for joining us on another exciting episode of Just Play Nonsense.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Foxy. Thank you, Starlight. Yeah. Thank you, Starlight's butthole.
Wow.
So this one was for the kids. Hope you guys liked it.
All right. So if you guys want to follow us, you can check us out on all the podcast platforms. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, the Facebooks, as the old people like to call it.
Yeah, if you have proof of Bigfoot, put it in the comment section.
Yeah, because we definitely want to see that.
Yes.
And go check out our store. Go buy some of our merch, because that's how we make some of our monies.
It's very stylish.
It's store.justplaynonsense.ninja. It's stylish. You can see my character wearing it in the Pickle Incident. I have a Katugi shirt on. And most of all, I want to thank everybody for watching. Every single one of you, even the seagulls that are watching. I want to thank all of you guys. And I definitely want to thank everybody that was here. So you guys have an awesome day, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Wait, 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 wait